You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win is 3-1. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win in the market at 8-1. And Graziano Pella, Lee, just to refer to that headline offer, has found some form recently. Southampton do go into this game as pretty strong favourites as well. Got on the score sheet the opening weekend in Southampton's 2-2 draw with Newcastle. And having gone 14 games without a goal, he's now got 5 in his last 8. And 11 of his 13 Premier League goals have come at home as well. So Pella's starting to find his feet.
Yeah, I liked him last season. Obviously, he had a bit of a barren spell. He had 2 shots on goal last week, and one of them went in. So a good return there. I said how much I was kind of worried about Everton and how little had been talked about them. £4 million they've spent on Delafeu, of course. I know they got Cleverley in on a free, but I don't think that's the kind of, you know, that much of a signing, really. Good player, but I don't think it's a tremendous signing by any stretch of the imagination. So I continue to worry about Everton. I must say, 14-5 looks big when you think it's an Everton team. But all those things that we read about them last year, about the ageing squad and how they were just dropping off the pace and how they weren't quite as good as the season before, I expect that deterioration to continue unless they can, bring in some players. They now play 5 of last season's top 8 in the next 5 games. I think this is a big test to the back line. Stones, still the rumours continue that he may be on his way. Didn't play particularly well last week either. Let 2 goals in against the newly promoted Watford team at Goodison. Southampton, I'm not completely sold on them. And odds on, I'm really reluctant to back them. But they scored 3 against Everton at St Mary's last week. They had a 2-2 draw as well in the game last weekend at Newcastle. Mm. So I'm going to go on a bit of a goals play here. I know Southampton's defence was fantastic, so I'm not going to go on the both teams to score. I'm going to play on the overs goals. I wouldn't be surprised if Southampton can get about Everton a bit here. And I think for odds against, the over 2.5 at 23-20, I'll take that.
No, I agree. Over 2.5 goals looks good there. Odds against at 23-20. Derek, we've got a really interesting set of prices here. The suggestion seems to be, from the bookmakers' opinion anyway, that Southampton are in flying form, but reading back to their figures from the end of last season, they've only got 1 win in 7 in the Premier League. They've conceded in each of those 7 games as well.
Yeah, well, I made a few bob opposed in Southampton last season. You remember, I always thought they were underpriced, and they are here criminally. Odds on to beat Everton, I just can't see it. I'm not Everton's greatest fan, you'll know that. But they have got a bit about them, and although I opposed them last week, I opposed them principally on odds because Watford were attractively priced. Everton are this time around. I look at these squads and I don't see anything to separate them, really. In fact, I would suggest Everton's have got a better squad and they should have done an up. They probably should have finished higher than Saints last season, and I expect them to finish higher than Saints this season. I'm not letting that almost 3-1 go. I think that's way, way too big for the Blues here. I'm on them all day long.
Do you think Roberto Martinez is a good bet to be first manager out, Derek?
Well, he's a big... You mentioned it last week, yeah. 20-1, did you say? Yeah, we've got to do something because a lot of blue noses that I talk down to aren't happy with the way things are going. So, he's got to get a few good results. And the fixture list hasn't been kind, as Lee said. You know, they could, after the first half dozen fixes, have about 4 points, if that, and he really will be in trouble then yet. So I wouldn't put anybody off that bet, but I do expect him to get 3 points here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.